Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. Well, I invited in three terrific guys to talk about VetGR.org. They are Jesse Johnson Brower, Army veteran and founder and president of VetGR.org, Derek Wieringa, Marine veteran and director of ops for VetGR, and Derek's brother Ryan Wieringa, Marine vet and office facilitator, office facilitator for VetGR. These are three really, really hardworking people who, along with a number of other folks, have made it so that veterans can get acclimated better and get the help that they need that they may struggle to find dealing with the VA, you know, that red tape and other nonsense like that. So they've taken this project into their own hands to make it easier for veterans to get the help that they deserve. Been wanting to talk to them for some time. I was so happy to finally get them in the Back Alley Comedy Club studio. This is my interview with the folks from VetGR.org. Hope you enjoy it.
He ain't heard too good since 67. Flew a chopper nicknamed the Stairway to Heaven. Got an M16, hacks up black tar. Vietnam plates on the back of his car. He don't talk.
All right, boys, welcome into the Eric Zane Show.
Thank you.
Jesse and Derek, it's a pleasure. It's been far too long. You guys know the story of how this came to be, but I don't know if the audience knows the story. A fellow by the name of Jordan works out with me at the YMCA. He works out at the YMCA and works there. He is a walking publicity showman because he was walking around and he's like, hey, you know what? What do you think? You know, closed mouth is a hungry mouth. And so he was just championing you guys. And I said, yeah, you know what? That's something we got to do. And lo and behold, here we are. Thanks to Jordan.
Yeah.
So we owe it all to him. Seriously.
Shout out to Jordan.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, I did background on you guys, and I know what you do for Jordan. But if you could, can you tell me how VetGR got started, please?
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I started VetGR last year. We had been working with veterans for about 12 years up until that point, and we wanted to do something a little bit bigger. But it started because we went through it, you know, so because of our own personal experiences, we're able to help guys out and be really effective doing it.
So what we're talking about here is a approach to people returning home from combat, correct? From serving.
That's where we started.
Okay.
But now we've opened it up. We found out that the transition leaving the military is almost equally difficult for people that are coming back from a deployment or people that have not been deployed. So we've opened up to all vets now.
Okay. So can you describe what type of services you provide for those, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have post-traumatic stress, growth and reconstruction counseling. for people that are dealing with trauma issues, you know, so that's kind of your stereotypical PTSD. We don't like to use the D. We don't think it's a disorder. You know, you're having a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. And so I reached out and grabbed the best doctor that I could that addresses that, and he's been doing an excellent job. So we have that. We have health and wellness part of it where, you know, we help guys get healthy. And if, you know, we believe if your body's healthy, your mind will function more properly.
Now, Jesse, I saw a story about you that because of a series of snafus and errors, you were put not on the road to recovery, but on a totally opposite path because of a bad treatment or what actually happened that made it so that you weren't able to thrive upon returning?
Man, that's a... That question could go for days.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, okay. we've had a really challenging time dealing with, well, call it what it is, dealing with the VA since getting out. So it's been like a 14-year issue. And honestly, that's why VetGR is here too. You know,
exactly.
Our passion is driven by our pain. And we know that other people deal with this too. And what the civilian population doesn't usually realize is that not only are the services subpar, but they can be bullies as well. And unfortunately, a lot of the guys have, you know, some type of financial disability through the VA. And so they're scared to stand up and talk because they don't want to lose those benefits.
Oh, dear. So being that you were in a bad spot, how do you go, Jesse, from turning that around like that? I mean, what can you describe in a few words the process of now you're actually aiding people? Derek and Ryan here are helping you and have been benefiting from you. How did that take place?
You know, that took place because we'd had it. You know, we'd had enough of being pushed around. We've had enough of veterans thinking they needed to accept poor care. We had enough of the subpar veteran organizations in the private sector as well. And that's how it started. You know, my wife and I are the type of people that we will quietly fight.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Now, Derek, what is your role at VetGR, please?
I am the director of operations.
Okay.
So I kind of facilitate a lot of the scheduling, a lot of the intake procedures. I handle a lot of the overflow from the big guy over here.
Were you, did you benefit from services at first and then came on board, or how did it work for you?
Yeah. So the first thing I did was I met with Jesse and, just talked about what I was looking for and kind of, you know, describing my aimless journey. I was also a kind of a victim through the VA. And I wanted to see, a brighter side of things. I didn't really know,
right. You
know, I didn't really know what to expect. I kind of quit dreaming for a long time. And so I met with Jesse and wanted to see what VetGR was all about. I had never heard of it before. And Jesse told me to come on down to the office. And the first thing I did was I met with Dr. Beach. And Dr. Beach he's a counselor unlike any other counselor I've ever met with before. And I bought in totally. So before I even considered volunteering for VetGR, I was like, I'm going to go behind the door and see what this is all about. And I fell in love.
Jesse, tell me about the first time you actually had a person who, it was you and your family and your wife that put this in place, that first person who benefited from VetGR. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Describe the I don't want to say enlightenment, but the hope that you must have felt when you realized you were touching someone and this is what's going to be your life's work from that point on.
Yeah. That's actually something we tell guys when they're coming in for the initial meeting, is that they can get their hopes up. So it's funny to use that
I
word.
I saw
hope.
That on your website.
Yeah. You know, it felt great. We knew that we could help people because we'd been there. We'd been walking alongside vets, like I said, for 10, 12 years. And to be able to put it all together into, you know, one product, if you want to call it that, was awesome. It felt great.
My goodness. How can people help you guys? I mean, how does it, tell me what moves the motor for you guys at VetGR?
Want to take it?
Man, I mean, being a nonprofit, we're constantly reaching out to the community, looking for donors, you know. We're partnered up with, you know, a couple of you know, big players, but for the most part, it's all just community-based.
Sure.
And it's a nonstop grind. You get it.
Yeah.
But the wheels will keep turning so long as Jesse and Tara continue to pour into this place.
Yep.
It's probably, would you say, 75% self-funded?
Yeah, probably.
These two amazing people are they're changing lives with their own bank account, and man, it'll get you moving, you know. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing, and they are completely bought in. And yeah,
men and women, you serve. Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know why that is, but I sometimes, the face of a veteran who has that needs help, it's always a guy to me. I don't know why that is. Is that strange, or do you hear that?
And, well, you know, that leads into another awesome story. My wife has a piece of VetGR that's called She Will Stay. And that came about because of a veteran thanking her. And so, you know, I was meeting with a guy, a Vietnam veteran, who'd been through 53 years of hell. And when we were done talking, he actually looked to my wife and said, thank you. And, you know, it took us all back.
Wow.
And, yeah, she said, you know, thank you, and kind of looked at him as
Vietnam.
With questions. Yeah. And he said, thank you for staying, you know, because if she would not have, this whole story would be very different. The wife is typically the unsung hero. I owe everything to my wife.
Yeah.
You know, and so you hit it right on the head. We do, you know, we do serve male and female, but it's quite often that spouse at home that's holding it together.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Vietnam, and I often wonder, what was there anything in place? I mean, because this is a privately funded, by donations, grassroots organization. I think back, did people think like that back then, or was it was a different way of thinking for people returning from Vietnam, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially, you know, I'm too young. I wasn't even there yet. But when I talked to the Vietnam veterans, it was stuff it and move on with your life.
Yeah.
You know, stuff everything, including your uniform. So, you know, this gentleman I'm talking about that thanked my wife, he said he lived through 53 years of carrying these demons from Vietnam with him. You know, he'd been through 7 marriages. His children now are adults and still will not speak with him. He's a great person now, but he was an animal for 53 years.
Man.
And he wouldn't speak of it, yeah.
Because our Vietnam veterans are well into their 70s now.
Right.
It's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
My goodness. Jordan, who got me on the right track for this, he shared something with me that has helped me. So this is an application of what you talk about that has helped me as a civilian, because everybody has ups and downs. But this thing I go back to time and time again, and I know it's going to look familiar to you. Do you know what this is? I'm showing it to you, and the audience doesn't know what it is. This is a business card, and I don't know if it actually came from you, but a lot of it is a lot of what you talk about, and the card is all red with a green dot. And he goes, "This is like the Bible to him. Things I can control: my attitude, my effort, my behavior, my actions, and those are the things that Eric worries about." And the things out of my control are what other people think, other people's opinions, other people's feelings, adversity, other people's mistakes, things that I cannot concern myself with. And I know that moves a meter for him, and it moves a meter for me, too. I think there's an application in all these things and for most everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's something that we try to get our vets to understand is, you know, you can control yourself. That's, you know, when guys carry that label of post-traumatic stress disorder, that right there, a lot of guys hear that disorder, and it just takes them down, and they don't ever try to get up because they've been told this is just how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand that it's not how it's always going to be if you want to get better. That's the key, is if you want to, right? And if you do, we can help you out.
How many people do you guys serve right now? Do you know?
Yeah, we just looked at the numbers. We're around 68 right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, you know, Eric, we look at this year. We had our first real benefit 2 weeks ago. And this was the first time I just was kind of in awe. You know, I stepped back and looked at what has been created in a year. And it's not because of us. It's because of the community. And thankfully, it's being effective. So, yeah, it's been a great year.
That's exciting. Now, it's very simple. If people want to help or if someone needs help, just go to the website vetgr.org or .com.
Yep,
.org. I want to make sure. Vetgr.org. It's a great website. It's simple to get what you want and know that there is help right around the corner at that website. It looks like you got everything covered on there. That's the starting point for everybody.
Yep, sure.
Thank you. For sure.
All right. Well, guys, is there anything else I'm missing here? I want to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything. If you need anything, if you need anybody to talk about anything, this is a bona fide link forever and ever till hell freezes over. I will always be there to help if you need help.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We are spreading out. You know, I see this being a national thing here very shortly. We've got two other offices that are very close to opening up. And so, yeah, for your listeners that are around the country, they can still reach out. You don't have to be in Grand Rapids,
Michigan.
It's not
like a local thing.
Nope. Okay. So, yeah, reach out. If we can't help you, we can find somebody that actually will.
Okay. Well, it's fantastic. I'm so glad you guys are here and there, you know, for everybody. So I really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks,
Eric.
All right. Thanks, guys.
He's a soldier. A veteran. Beat up a bit. A standard American song, bitch. You can call me.